This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm Karunya Rao and I welcome you all to a brand new edition of Hot Stocks podcast. Today we caught up with Vigyan Savant, the AVP Technical Research at GEPL Capital. After a correction of around 12% from the top of 18,604, Nifty has bottomed out near 16,400 to 16,370 zone, which coincides with 50% Fibonacci retracement of previous advance from 14,151 to 18,604 levels and moved up with the formation of higher top, higher bottom pattern. It has also sustained above its 5-week high, which indicates that Nifty has resumed its uptrend. On the daily charts, Nifty has sustained above all important moving averages like 20, 50, 100 and 200 days, which gives a confirmation of the bullish sentiment for the medium to long term. However, momentum indicator like RSI sustaining above 60 mark on all the time frames, which indicates that market has strong positive momentum for the medium to long term. We believe Nifty will face a strong resistance at 18,210 and 18,604 mark. On the flip side, the support levels would be placed at 17,380 and 16,830 levels. Here are three buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. First up is Pidilite Industries with a buy call, target at 2,845 to 3,000 and stop loss at 2,530. In the current week, the stock has given a strong breakout at 2,532 level with huge volume confirmation and made a fresh lifetime high at 2,662. And it has sustained at record high levels, which indicates strong bullish undertone of the stock. Momentum indicator RSI has sustained above 65 levels on all the time frames, which confirms strong positive momentum of the stock for the medium to long term. Looking at the price action and momentum indicators and other technical parameters, we believe the stock has a lot of upside potential left. Going ahead, we expect prices to move towards 2,845 levels, followed by 3,003 mark. The stop loss for this trade setup would be at 2,530 levels of closing basis. The next buy call is HDFC Bank with a target between 725 to 1,804, stop loss at 1,400. HDFC Bank has made a double bottom price pattern near a strong support zone of 1,400 to 1,370 levels and bounced back. Currently, the stock is trading above its 5-week high, which shows strong bullish sentiment for the medium to long term. The weekly RSI is placed above 50 mark. Also, the stock has settled above its 20-week SMA. Momentum and technical indicators both point towards the possibility of the prices moving higher towards 1725 mark. If this level is breached, we might see the prices move towards 1804. The stop loss for this trade setup would be 1400 levels of closing basis. The third and final buy call is Asian Paints with a target between 3,835 to 4,002, stop loss at 3,330. The stock has been making fresh lifetime highs consistently since August 2020, which shows a strong positive undertone. The stock has formed a CIP formation at 2,850 levels and moved up, which shows bullish undertone of the stock. In the current week as well, the stock has made a fresh lifetime high at 3,540 mark with a big bullish candle. This up move is backed by strong volume confirmation. On the weekly chart, the stock has given a breakout source of price pattern indicative of positive strength of trend. RSI is sustaining above 60 mark on all the time frames, indicating strong positive momentum of the stock. As per the price pattern, we feel the stock price will gain momentum and move higher towards 3,835 levels and eventually towards 4,102. Investors can accumulate the stock at this point and hold for a target of 3,835 and then 4,102 with a stop loss of 3,330 on closing basis. Remember, these stock prices are not intraday ideas but more of positional plays. We advise users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decision. That's all for today. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more news, updates and investment ideas. Thank you for tuning in.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.